Hello, I'm Dr. Tim Hagney with Nature's Remedies. The microbiome. You may or may not have heard this term yet, but you can see it combines a couple of concepts. First, micro, implying very small scale compared to human size, and biome, like genome, but instead referring to a different class of living things. It is basically the population of microscopic species of organisms living within us, mostly in the intestines. People are already having these microorganisms mapped out, and we can do that in an especially efficient way due to genetic testing for these organisms. In a stool sample, for example, we don't need to actually look under a microscope for particular bacteria or fungi. We can suss out which species are in this sample by detecting the genetic signatures. Researchers are now studying, say, what it means to have different proportions of various species in people's guts. The relationships of how different diets affect this, as well as the health or illness patterns. So far, while results have been fascinating, the bottom line seems to be that the relationships are very complicated, and to see good patterns emerge is not so easy. Yet, some basic ideas or patterns have been observed. One of the first correlations between diet and health using this information was that vegans, people who ate no animal products, did not express a pro-atherosclerotic metabolite from their intestinal microbes in a particular experiment, whereas the omnivores did. One concept being explored now is that illnesses like inflammatory bowel disease are related to a reduced variety of gut organisms. This is in line with what a naturopathic doctor would suggest diet-wise for her patient. What I mean is that the typical modern diet is moving more toward less diversity. Industrial food practices, for example, due to economies of scale, end up compressing the diversity of crops that are grown. Note the monoculture in American farming, where one or two crops dominate the entire Midwest system. Think corn and soy. It's not just about eating a variety of vegetables, but also the fact that the livestock we end up butchering and eating has been fed a very limited diet to fatten them up. And antibiotics are also used just to keep them from being sick, further limiting the microbe populations even before people get any food near their mouths. A possible reason why wild game and non-aquaculture seafood could be healthier for us to eat. For years now, researchers are gathering evidence that too much sanitation may be predisposing children to chronic disease of the immune system, like allergies and asthma, suggesting an amazing communication between environmental bacteria, or even viruses and fungi, and the developing immune system. Kind of like we're seeing that we may have gone too far in our microbiology correlations to illness. I mean, if we say bacteria, or if we say virus, the words conjure up the idea of illness, when the vast majority of our interactions with these things is beneficial, not to be feared, controlled, and eradicated. An interesting example of the potential of the microbiome involves type 2 diabetes, which is growing worldwide as an epidemic. In an experiment in Amsterdam, obese men with insulin resistance received bacteria from men without insulin resistance. And the diabetic men, voila, had their blood sugars drop to healthier levels over a period of a few weeks. Of course, diet matters, but maybe when diet isn't enough, we can shift the microbiome and affect change on a different, possibly at a level that can reverse some intractable changes or damage from the past. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.